Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One of the things you said inside that, it's the first blockchain. Can you break that down?
Yeah, sure. So we look, everyone knows crypto. Everyone knows, not everyone knows, even Elon Musk wasn't able to answer the question on SNL, what is Dogecoin? Yeah. I don't know. Nobody knows what this stuff is. But anyway, the blockchain is basically trying to track the provenance of a situation, whether it's a buying of a piece of art or buying a stock or whatever, from the inception to the consummation, right? So, and I just had this realization the other day on the floor when I would buy stock in an open outcry trade, there'd be a guy reporting the transaction. We never transact money in there. I may buy one share, 10 shares, a million shares. It may have value of $50 or $50 million. I buy it from you. Your word is your bond. You sell it to me. I take your company's name, your badge number, the price of the stock, how many shares, and what time it traded. It used to be put onto a computer card and sent it to a machine that tracked that. So that 7 days later, we were able to take the buyer, the seller, and have them send each other money. So I was sort of was talking about the way we used to track the transaction, and I realized, holy, that's blockchain. Right? We're able to go, because we used to, when we'd have a dispute in a stock, I thought I bought 8,000, you thought you sold me 6, I thought I paid a quarter, you thought you sold them at a half. I was on the right side, I thought I bought, you sold, but we both bought. I mean, that used to happen in the wild. We were able to go back to the videotape, right? Like that guy on CBS, remember? Let's go back to the videotape. We would be able to go back and track that trade from the moment it happened and everything that happened forward.
We all know long-term investing is incredibly important, but you're an amazing trader. Can you give our audience like 3 tips on how they can become a better trader and become more profitable in this market?
100%. I mean, that is my mission. I will say one thing, and a disclaimer, I'm not allowed to pick stocks. I'm not allowed to advise people on what they do with their money. But what I heard recently, which is an amazing figure, that if you are 18 years old and you put $250 into the S&P 500 every month, okay, at the age of 60, you'll have $1.8 million if you never look at it again. At the age of 40, you'll have $860,000. Everybody doesn't have $250 to put away. You know, you don't need the next iPhone. We always talk about invest in stocks, not stuff. Yeah, yeah. Right? We everyone thinks, well, I need that. I need the next sneaker. I need the next phone. You don't need it. You cut back on Starbucks. Don't buy the iPhone 14. Go buy some Apple stock in the S&P 500, and you will create generational wealth.
Yes.
That wasn't your question, but I needed to say that because everybody think, you know, well, I can't be that person. But that's a fact.
Yes.
Right? Cost averaging, is that what it's called? Where you can buy, right? You can put something in the market. Over time, markets go up. Somebody in there said that. Historically, every crash we've had over the last couple of generations have been a better buying opportunity than selling. Over the last 100 years, markets do go from bottom left to upper right. So from an investment point of view, how you doing? From an investment point of view, it's important to invest in yourself and buy stocks, not stuff.
Pete got the energy forever, right? Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the question was, what can I say to help people understand to be better traders?
Yes, yes.
Okay, what is a trader? A day trader. Okay, a trader is someone who's investing in the market short term, buying or shorting the market to make small gains every day that add up to bigger gains every week, bigger gains every month. $100 a day is $500 a week, is $2,000 a month. That's a beautiful thing. It's also a scalable industry.
Yes.
So if you get better than what you do and you don't lose money, then you can become a profitable trader. 9 out of 10 people who trade blow up their trading account. The mistakes that day traders make who are not successful are all the same. Okay? They get into a stock because Uncle Herbie told them to buy it. They heard about it on Wall Street Bets or Reddit. Yeah. Or they hope that the stock will go up. Or the stock can't go down anymore. Hope, FOMO, are not trading strategies.
Yes.
You can't come to me and say, well, I've got 4 winners out of 5. I said, so are you profitable? No, I'm down $8,000.
Yeah.
Well, how's that possible? Well, I made $100 on 4 trades and I lost $8,000 on the 5th trade. That's not a sustainable trading platform. Okay, so the market gives you these amazing gifts. First of all, there's something called technical analysis, which is the art of charting. What does that do? That gives you, puts the probability in your favor. If you use technical analysis, you will have the probability you'll win more times than you lose. Risk management, stop orders. The stock market gives you this amazing tool that you can identify and lock in your loss that you're willing to lose.
Yes.
I'm willing to lose $50 to make $200 every day of the week. It's basic street business. Okay? And if you think of it that way, it's cool. But you cannot go into a trade hoping it goes up, not identifying your downside. Because this market, I said, you can be lucky for a dollar and wrong for $50.
Yeah.
We are in a generational market, phenomenal stuff happening, 40 million new traders, but a market that is so volatile. We lost $1.2 trillion in value on Tuesday.
Yeah.
In a market. People blew up their accounts.
Yeah.
There are people who are here on Monday that are not here today.
Yeah.
Right? Millions of accounts got blown up on that. And I don't want that. I always joke to you. I said, everyone's been invited to this party for 100 years. You have to be an accredited investor to be involved in the stock market. Right? Rich people got to trade. Okay? What happened in March 2020? Robinhood, Charlie Schwab, trading apps, free trading apps. Everybody now with an iPhone and $100 can trade the market. What an amazing opportunity. Right? That needs to be curated, embraced, right? And taught. Right? That's the greatest gift in the world. Now, you've all been invited to this party. I want you to be successful because 9 times out of 10, the psychology of trading is the most difficult thing to get. Right? There's a voice in your head that thinks, oh, I bought it at 50. It's trading at 51. I don't need to take a profit. I got diamond hands. It's going to 55. You go get a, you don't use a stop order. You go get a coffee. It's trading at 46. What do? You buy more.
Buy more, yeah.
It's going to 42. You buy more. You're averaging into a bad trade.
Yeah.
A bad trade is a bad trade. Okay? Okay. So you average into a bad trade. It goes to 40. You're down 10 grand suddenly. You can't take the pain anymore. You're sick to your stomach. You sell it, and you can bet your bottom dollar it goes right back up the fifth.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. So advice to a day trader is have a plan when you get into a trade. Use technical analysis. Have a stop order on every trade you do. Learn the rules of the game. in anything we do, any kind of business, street business, big business, corporate business, whatever it is. Look, if I wanted to be a pilot, I wouldn't go to Teterboro, ask the guy to give me the keys to the plane, get on the plane, turn it on, and hope it's going to work out. It doesn't end well. Same thing with training and money. Anything we do, you need to read the book, you need to learn the game, you need to have mentors, you need to find out people who've done it for a while. If I want to learn how to fly a plane, I take the course, I get in the plane with a teacher, I log 180 hours before I ever fly that plane. Same thing here. One of the crazy things is in the market that the trading apps and the firms do not offer education to people. They sell this story. You come in, you give us your money, Robin Hood. Nothing against Robin Hood, but it's a reality. They don't give them the fact that, oh, I can lose money, right? And now I don't want anyone. So have a plan, use a stop order, use technical analysis, never trade on hope, never trade on FOMO.
I got something, man. As I listen and as I walk through, first, let me say I appreciate you for letting me in the trappers in, right? We in here, y'all.
The trappers on Wall Street.
Yeah, it is.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.